Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all today?
Good.
Look at all the babies and young people. It's good to have you here. Well, do you know what today is? Pentecost. It kind of looks like it, right? We use these same pyramids at Pentecost. I'm actually quite impressed that you noticed that. But today is Reformation Sunday. Know anything about Reformation? Yes.
We're supposed to wear red.
We're supposed to wear red. We know that. Well, well done. And what would you say? We have about a 10% compliance rate? Yeah. We wear red. Well, Reformation Sunday, we remember some old guy. And I'm going to tell you about him in just a minute. But I want to start with, have you ever seen these before? What is that? It's a cone. What do we use the cones for?
For saying don't go.
For saying don't go there. That's pretty darn good. That's one of the...
that once or twice.
Once or twice, yes. The cones mean don't go there. Right. Well, cones can also sort of tell us where to go too, right? So sometimes we put cones out. This morning, one of the kids said, I said, what do the cones, when they put them on the road, mean? And he said, look out for more cones. In a way, that's right. The cones tell us to be looking for something. So a long time ago, there was a guy whose name was Martin Luther. And he was like a cone. See, isn't he a handsome man? Don't you think somebody you'd want to marry? Katie did. But anyway, that's old Martin Luther. And Martin Luther was like a cone telling us, look, we're going the wrong way. You need to go this way. And he was saying, look, you need a cone to tell you to be looking for something in particular. I want you to look for something, he said. Do you know what that something was? Was it... more committees? No, probably not. Was it that we needed to do ever so much better so that we could be really good people and so we could be nice to each other and then God would like us?
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good, but no. He was the cone, the warning, that was asking us to look for something in particular. You know what it was? Not paper. That's right. Martin Luther was the guy who told us to look for paper. No! What's on the paper? It's a cross. Martin Luther, he was the cone that told us to look to the cross. To look for Jesus. He wanted us to know that being good and perfect and following all of the rules and going to church every day and singing in the choir, that's not going to bring you to God. It's going to be the cross. It's going to be the cross. It's going to be Jesus. Because Jesus gave up his life for us. So a long time ago, old Martin Luther, good looking guy that he was, preached and wrote and asked us all kinds of questions so that we could find the cross. So I know this will seem a little weird, but maybe, you know, especially this time of year, prior to APEC, you see one of these cones. Instead of thinking, gee, I wonder if there's more cones, you could think back to our friend Martin Luther and say, I wonder where those cones are taking me. Maybe they're taking me to Jesus. So that's the Reformation. It's taken us back to the cross. Thank you. And you guys can go back to your places.